I got your wig and yes, you're still mad. I got your wig and ha 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 ha. I got your wig and ha 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 ha. You're so upset and I could care less. Get out of my face. I got your wig and yes, you're still mad. Ooh, you're mad, bitch.
Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
Before we get into this video, everything I say is not motherfucking fact in this bitch, so don't take it as such.
Girls can't take my motherfucking mouth, bitch. My mouth is real and it's raw and it's raunchy, bitch. I'm gonna give the girls exactly what the fuck they asked for. The girls is going to know my wrath. Trust me.
Rabiana, Tapiana, Strapiana. Yes, it is Karen Huger's wig or the Wigiana, and I'm back with another recap. And to be specific, this is The Real Housewives of Potomac. Yes, I know I'm a little bit late, but better late than never in this bitch. And let's just get started. The first scene we're going to get into is Mia, Pennywise, and Karen Huger meeting up to discuss their friendship that crumbled last season.
Hello, Diva.
Yeah, it's me interrupting as this is a recap. If you didn't catch it now. But I had to say, Miss Karen Huger, that body is giving. It is snatched, okay? You wearing that long dress at the park serving the girls and the boys and whoever you want to serve up, okay? Yes.
How you doing? Can we
start? Karen said, let's cut the fake shit, bitch. What about that shit you... Okay, hold on. Let me not call Mia a bitch. I'm already starting off sour, okay? And let me apologize to Mia because she's very beautiful and she don't look like no goddamn Pennywise, but she do remind me of Let's Play a Game, that saw face with the mask, with the high cheekbones. Now, that's not shade because, again, I just said Mia look good. And I'm also saying, like, okay, Pennywise is... Not Pennywise. What's that bitch's name? That saw bitch. He do look scary, but he got them snatched cheekbones. Okay, I just want to clear it up that I'm not trying to eat Mia up as she is beautiful, as I just said for the third time. But yeah. Okay, let me get back to the topic. Karen said, cut the fake shit, Mia. Weren't you calling me a prostitute and saying I was trying to hook up with your friend last season?
You downloaded Karen? Did you tell her that you called her a prostitute?
You lied when you brought back a rumor about me being with a friend of
that
somebody.
That wasn't a lie. Someone told me that.
It That's wasn't not a fact.
A
it
lie.
Was.
And, but I
but
said
why do you repeat
I
it
said
as
someone
a...
said this.
Let me be very clear with you. If that were true, I would admit that. It's not true.
Okay, y'all know I love Karen Huger down as my name is Karen Huger's wig in this bitch. Duh. But I do feel like Karen do be lying a little bit. I mean, as far as... I don't want to say what she is doing and accuse her of something, but the girls have been saying you've been cheating a while or having some type of open relationship with Ray for a while now. And I'm not judging. I'm just saying, like, is everybody lying on you or, like, what's the real truth? This is a reality show, so I want to see the full truth to its full capacity in this bitch. Yeah, that's all I want to say. But the next thing we're about to see in this bitch is Robin and whatever. I got ahead of myself. Before we get into Miss Rabiana and her tired ass storyline with Juan and this bitch, we're going to get into Miss Karen Huger wig. Or not Miss Karen Huger's wig, I'm Karen Huger's wig. We're going to get into Karen Huger and who else is that? Wendy and Candace, and they're going to be talking about Miss Robin.
I'm okay with Giselle, Ashley, I'm okay. Robin has some ownership to take because truth has come out.
I debated on whether, like, addressing this because you know I usually I don't really give attention to stuff like this and
true
people who want attention, but I figured there were a lot of lies and things being misconstrued.
Yeah, you know what, so okay, so first of all, when I watched that episode, you know, they sent it to us before the reunion, I died laughing at the sketch of the blonde in Georgetown. These guys are hilarious. Like, it was so funny, but it was just, what was even funnier to me was that Karen, like, those words actually came out of Karen's mouth.
There's so much I know about Robin Dixon, and she knows that now, including Juan's other woman.
I'm like, you don't think you sound ridiculous right now? Like,
I've heard it. That's what the blogs were saying. But I have questions.
Oh, he was walking around Georgetown holding her hand. And I don't know if, I forget what they show on the show and what actually, like, I remember being told in person. So I don't know if they said that. Maybe they did. But they say he walked around Georgetown holding her hand. And I'm like, that would be the dumbest man alive.
So what I will say, okay, so for y'all, I'm sure all y'all that are listening don't really know exactly what we're talking about because you don't, you know, live on Instagram or whatever, TikTok, Twitter, whatever it might be. Young lady came forward talking about she and Juan dated during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows this like hotel receipt with his name on it.
Right.
Okay. That's legit. I don't know. I mean, that's
the premise short of the allegations.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, what I want to say, okay. So what I want to say, first of all, I was aware of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Before we filmed season 7.
Second of all, Juan also has been a public figure in our area since the 2000s because he played in the NBA. He played for the Washington Wizards. He played, you know, at the University of Maryland, won a national championship. He's not that stupid to go to Georgetown and hold somebody's hand.
In that he's in Georgetown with her all the time. Like, they walk down the street holding hands and stuff.
So I already knew it was bull crap. But I just wanted to hear it from the horse's mouth. Like, hey, this is what they're saying.
Hello?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, so I'm here with Ashley. And Ashley's telling me that Karen has come to her and said that you have a girlfriend that has long blonde hair and that you walk the streets of Georgetown holding hands with her.
Robin,
a blonde haired. You said so she's like old like Karen?
Robin, I'm about to hang up because this is why I don't like this.
Now, the situation when it was presented to me was handled, was discussed, mm-hmm. It was handled. It was something we had to work through, you okay. know? It was not something that it was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
However, there are a lot of things that need to be cleared up with what's being said with what allegedly happened, which did not. Yes, Juan was an idiot and communicated with this woman on Instagram, you know, because I mean, whatever. He's bored. He needs attention. He's, you know, it's the pandemic, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
However, they did not date. He did not fly her anywhere.
Right.
And there is a reason why his name is on a hotel receipt, which I will share on Patreon.
Yes. Boom.
And the reason is not because he asked her to come and was volunteered to pay for this hotel room. I will say just with respect to Juan and I, we dealt with the situation. It was definitely something that, you know, we had to work through relationship wise. Maybe that's why the wedding didn't happen when y'all wanted it to.
Oh, really?
I mean,
let's discuss.
Excuse me?
Ashley, how do you know it's true?
So the person who came into the restaurant is friends with a friend of mine, and apparently she knows Juan really well. And she said that her friend said she's been dating Juan.
Tim and Robin, are you in love with Juan? We all think so. I'm rooting for you guys. Oh, thank you. Tonglia Rivers? Oh, thank you. You know what? I think in love is very strong, that's a very strong term, which I'm not at. But I do love him very much.
Can I have that one right there?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Please.
I mean, in love?
Please.
Like, if we were in love, then there wouldn't be a question about what the status of our relationship is,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, simple, right?
All right, I'm about to run some errands.
Okay.
Get some cut on this. I'm too old for this. I'm tired of living like this.
When are you and Juan getting married?
Ooh, Andy, you know the answer. You have to watch the show to find out. Ooh.
But it's not on the show this season.
We can only get along
if
we are being honest. And the biggest liar is the woman who hid her truth. We were the target in order not to talk.
Before I start eating these bitches up like a buffet. Okay, not bitches. Before I start eating these ladies up like dinner or breakfast or lunch. Yeah, I wanted to say they look very much good. The glam is glamming in this bitch. So 10 out of 10 on that. I want you guys to kind of move on from this situation because I don't want you guys to make Robin a storyline all season. I get that she was like riding your guys' ass all last season. So you guys want to lick back in this bitch. I get it. But let's not make her the star of the show. God damn. We're going to keep talking about Robin and Juan. I don't give a fuck about Robin and Juan. okay? Juan do look good, but I don't want to see him in my face with this tired-ass storyline, okay? Get who you want to get, and it's obviously not Robin. And Robin, you get who you want to get, okay? Girl, strap it on up if you need to and if you want to. But stop this fake storyline, and the girls need to stop putting Robin's name in their mouth. I'm just sick of it at this point. Okay, let my dramatic ass stop and be sensible for a minute in this bitch. But I guess they do have to talk about this Juan and Robin situation, as we didn't get to see it play out on camera. So now we're doing it as such, but I'm just kind of tired of it. So that's just my point with that. The next scene we're going to get into is now Candace talking to her husband about Robin.
How was your visit with Wendy and Karen the other day?
I mean, we all have a lot of opinions on Robin.
Robin has some ownership to take because truth has come out.
I don't understand why Robin would think that it's okay to go along with these lies about you when she has a true scandal.
You know, and we touched on it briefly earlier, and let's dive into this next bombshell that came out. Like, we saw the episode when they're in Mexico and Karen starts talking about her lookalike that Juan Dixon is supposedly dating, right? And the first thing, literally, and I'm sitting watching with my wife Dev, and I was like, dude, are we just doing this again? Like, is this the new thing? We're just gonna keep throwing husbands under the bus. Little did I know. And like, we did talk about it because the phone call between the two of them, I was like, that was weird. Like, the reaction from him was weird. How she carried herself was kind of weird, like that. Okay, there might be more to this. And then fast forward, I didn't even see it. You messaged me and you said, yo, can you believe this shit? And I was like, what happened? And then I clicked. I was like, oh my God, she actually did know that he was cheating on her. And it was with a blonde. So like, did she look like Karen? No, not really. But like, what the fuck for you in that moment? Like, knowing that Giselle's been sitting on this all season, she's been trying to find a way to like develop a storyline. And her way of doing that is to call you a scumbag, to make you paint it in this picture that you're this gross dude that's doing stuff behind closed doors.
Robin, Juan has been in the news lately because a cop and state player of his on the team came to him to report being sexually harassed by the assistant coach. And he failed to report it. What can you tell us about this? And how's it affecting your family?
This is Ibn Williams, a hooper at Coppin State. His head coach is Juan Dixon, seen here, the former Maryland Terrapin star and NBA player, plus Lucian Brownlee, director of player development and director of basketball operations, who is accused of catfishing, then blackmailing his own player, Ibn Williams. Dixon was informed of what went down and failed to take action against Brownlee and support his former player, Williams. Brownlee harassed, tormented, and essayed Williams before publishing intimate material he had obtained from the student.
The things that have been alleged, the wrongdoings that have been alleged that Juan supposedly did are not true. And I know that he handled the situation exactly the way I would want somebody to handle a situation for my own children.
You're not taking away what the victim is alleging about the harassment.
I'm not disputing the catfishing and whatever else went on between those two young men.
Yes.
At all. I am saying the wrongdoings that they are saying that Juan did not happen. And it's just unfortunate that Juan was kind of used as clickbait to really push this story.
Dixon was informed of what went down and failed to take action against Brownlee and support his former player, Williams. In the complaint, Williams says he received messages through his socials from a woman. Williams reportedly was enticed into sending images of himself to this person of a sexual nature he believed were private and in the context of developing a romantic relationship, the lawsuit says. With the exchange of photos and videos, Williams was exploited by the woman into sending more, or else she was going to publish them. With threats of Williams losing his place on the team, plus his tuition, room, and board payments, Williams felt he had no choice but to continue responding to his tormentor. This is when Brownlee, a fellow player of Williams's at the time at Coppin State, revealed to Williams that he had also been blackmailed by the same woman. Course, put in quotes. The blackmailer then ordered the two men to record themselves having sex and send it to said tormentor. At first, Williams didn't oblige, but with fall semester's beginning, he complied per the suit. Williams' attorney is Daniel Epstein of Epstein Ostrov. And this is where Epstein reached the eye-opening conclusion. By information and belief, the blackmailer was Coach Brownlee, the complaint says. Williams was unaliving himself on his mind because of how much he was tormented, went to his family and basically said there is rampant drug use when they're on the road. So Williams's father meets with Dixon, and Coach Dixon basically says he's helpless to address the drug issue. Fall of 2020, Williams returns to campus and the blackmailing continues. This time, Williams, though, didn't respond when he returned to campus, and that's when the material used to blackmail plaintiff was published and revealed to members of the team, staff, and the public, the lawsuit says. Per Epstein, those messages, because Williams didn't respond, apparently, were then blasted out to the masses through Instagram. That's when head coach Juan Dixon, even with all this being made public and Williams not being in the best frame of mind, Dixon demanded Williams attend practice. The complaint would then state Dixon admitted that Brownlee was mentally ill or otherwise emotionally imbalanced, and that his history was known to the coach and the athletic director plus the school. Thus, head coach Dixon was also named in the complaint for allegedly failing to support Williams by taking appropriate action upon learning of Brownlee's actions. In addition, Coppin State University was also named after officials retaliated against Williams by reportedly withholding his financial aid and housing, allegedly blaming the athlete for the negative media coverage in connection with the incident, which stemmed from Williams asking for an investigation in which, according to the suit, a lawyer for the university further traumatized Williams with questions about his sexual past and orientation. It's cringeworthy, the questions that he was asked, Epstein would go on to say. For Coppin State, they would violate their own set of rules and code of conduct. The complaint stated the school, whose policy on sexual misconduct prohibits R-word, sodomy, quid pro quo, stalking, sexual exploitation, coercion, and retaliation, took no action to remedy the situation. Here are my closing thoughts. Per the griot, Juan Dixon admitted that Lushan Brownlee was mentally unstable. Why hire him in the first place without vetting this candidate for a position on your staff? That falls on Juan Dixon, which of course will then lead to trauma for Williams, Williams's family, and any kids that Williams will have.
It just makes me sit back and say, were you only supporting me and Chris so that no one would bring up what was happening with you and your husband? Because you see that I'm going on tour. You see where I'm going to be. If you're a friend of mine, come. And a lot of my my homegirls, my best friends from home, and I'm in Atlanta right now, but my best friends from home where I grew up in Georgia, they showed, I didn't invite them, they showed up. My favorite honors English professor from high school showed up. Like, my people showed up, and I didn't invite anyone. I didn't invite Robin, but she showed up. And I was pleasantly surprised to see her. I was happy to see her, but I was also surprised to see her. And she was like, why are you surprised? And I'm like, I don't know. I just don't understand. I'm shocked that you would come, but I'm happy that you're here. And now it's like, after all of this bullshit with her literally backpedaling and pussy popping her way to her friend, why would you come to my show? Why would you leave your house? Robin does not leave her house for anybody. Robin lives in West Bumblefuck. She left West Bumblefuck and came to Northeast Washington, D.C. to come to my show. Why?
Yeah, the thing about it just makes you question
every motive.
Everything.
Every motive and what is now up for questioning. Everything.
Like when you put your whole life out there and you're trying to be open and real and authentic. And again, this wasn't on camera. Nope. so it seems genuine and real, but then you hear things afterwards and it's like, what the fuck do you believe
setting,
in? And
you want to believe setting yourself up? Were you just doing some back leg work so that you could save yourself later? That's where my head is. And
it sucks.
How awful.
It sucks to think that way, because we want to believe everybody for what they do and what they give us to your face. And it just, it's hard. And it really sucks that you have to question someone's motive, someone who you think is your friend and you want to be your friend because you think you've had this
relationship,
that you've been building
for years,
over the last several years, and now you have to question it because of a few comments and some stuff that didn't air that probably should have.
If you were to approach her or just say, hey, I'd like to talk, I don't know where we went wrong, but it's piled on, right? Yes. Over the last couple of months.
Last season, somebody hid something from the camera and she was asked back. Are we holding her accountable this season, ladies?
I don't see a world where she cannot be held accountable. I think she really, I almost felt bad for sort of the proverbial beating that she got from the girls, from the fans. But it's well deserved. It's well deserved. Yes. You know, you're going behind a paywall to tell your business. Not on my watch.
I am a contradictory asshole. I'm 27. I can change my mind in this bitch if I want to. But I was saying earlier that I'm kind of tired of them talking about the situation. But I, again, like I said earlier too, I do understand them wanting to get their lick back, as Robin was talking about them last season and making them a storyline and not discussing her own situation. So it does seem like she was trying to deflect from something and talk about somebody else's mess to, again, deflect from her own mess. So I do get it, but let's not again drag this out all season, because what happened to the baby storyline between Candace and Chris last season? Like, can we lead and start with that, something happy, instead of talking about Robin? I don't hate Robin, but I'm just like, damn, this storyline is not what I want from Robin. I want Robin to win and not be like, I'm not trying to say she's giving pathetic, but it's just giving like, I feel bad for you. That's all I gotta say. I feel bad. Like, I just feel bad, girl. Okay, so we're gonna move on to some positive type of scene, and we're gonna see Miss Giselle and her new man. Okay.
So you have three different types of tuna.
Okay, which one tastes better?
We're gonna try it all.
We're gonna try it all. Okay, and then scallops?
Oh.
Say no more. We're gonna do cooked scallops, and we're gonna do raw the salmon and tuna.
Ooh, I don't want no tuna or no salmon, but I want that man. He look good. Hum, nom, nom, nom. Let me calm it on down. But yes, Giselle, you are winning at this, okay? I've been seeing that your glam has been glamming as of recent, and now you got this young, fine man. Now, I don't know if the storyline is real, and frankly, I really don't care, because I'm just happy that you're not discussing somebody else's love life and making somebody else your storyline. So I'm here for this.
I'm like, when am I gonna see her again?
I haven't even really, like, gotten into, like, Giselle nagging mode. Like,
I need to see you.
Do you get into that mode?
No. It's not really what I do. However, I can.
I can't stop staring at that fine-ass man. Let me stop calling him fine-ass man and just call him by his name. His name is Jason, I believe, from Winter House or Summer House, whatever that reality show is that I don't watch. I'm not dissing it. I just don't watch it. But yeah, he looks good. Again, I don't know if this relationship is real or not, but I like it for her, if it is real. This is what he had to say about the relationship.
You're publicly dating Giselle from the Real Housewives of Potomac. Ben and J-Lo ain't got shit on you and Giselle. What is, like, you are currently the number one power couple out of Bravo. What is that like? Because you're both recognizable. You're both recognizable and beloved by the fans. What is that like? Just the fame and the you know, the craziness of it all.
Well, you're the fame.
Yes, I get it.
What we have is special.
Okay.
And
do
and,
tell.
And, ooh, I mean, everyone would love to tell. But I will say, to be the number one, you said?
Number one, currently the number one power couple. That's what the rankings, the numbers have said.
Austin is questionable. I'm not sure I can do with your relations, but you know what? We're going to take it. Real, recognize real. That's how we do this damn thing.
Power couple, bitches must be on meth. They look good and all, but he absolutely not. So we're gonna move on to other delusions, and now we're gonna see Mia and her sugar daddy, her granddad. Okay, I'm not gonna do too much. I'm not age shaming. I'm just saying, like, she just basically admitted recently that this man was just nothing but a sugar daddy for her. Okay, let's get into them.
I am not gonna walk away from $500,000, which is what the company owes me. I'll give ourselves a pat on the back because we pivoted pretty quickly. Once we got through our 2 or 3 months of War Is Us, and did we do anything wrong? And
babe, you went through a whole depression.
Well, ooh, how rude of my ass. I forgot to set up the scene. Well, Gordon and Mia are talking about them being broke as fuck now and having to move out of their house within a year in this bitch because they were kicked out and locked out of their accounts of the business and so on. I don't know the exact details, but I know that he is fired or something of the sort like that.
Right, I know that. I appreciate you standing by me.
Yeah, it was so hard.
I knew it was hard.
I didn't think I was going to make it through.
And you cussed me out a few times.
I was going to say, then I would go to being angry and cussing you out and telling you to get off your ass. Yep.
Damn, he going through a depression and lost his job and you cussing him out and telling him to get off his ass. What a helpful wife. Okay, I guess that could be motivational to some, but damn, you worried about that money, huh? As I see, you left his ass now that he lost his money. Okay, I'm not going to do too much, but roll the clip.
I know there's going to come a time when I probably won't be able to satisfy all your needs. I want you to know that I am okay with you finding what you need elsewhere. I only have two rules. One is, don't give me a reason to look for it. Secondly, keep the kids out of it. As long as you'll do that, I'm fine. Now, what really aggravates me through all of this is that I've given her permission, but yet she still chooses to sneak around, chooses to lie, chooses to continually change her story about what's going on and why she's leaving me and this, that, and the other, and actually not even telling me why. What she's told me, well, she's told me that this guy's her soulmate. I said, well, babe, you can have the best of both worlds. I've said you can see someone, just don't make it public. Be careful and don't involve the kids. Well, she still sneaks through, still sneaking around and thinking I didn't know. I mean, I see the phone records. I pay the phone bills. My name's on the account. I see. And I see the calls at 2 o'clock in the morning and the times when I'm away from home and all those kinds of things. So I knew what was going on. But, you know, she made the choice, I guess, to choose him over me. I do agree that Mia married me for my money and the future that she thought I could provide. Yeah, I absolutely believe her leaving me now is tied to the fact that I don't have access to assets and my funds are limited at this point in time, that she now has access to funds. And this guy that she's seeing, she believes has access to funds. And I think she's leaving me for that reason. She's mentioned that they're going to be buying a house together and doing businesses together and other kinds of things together, which tells me that the interest is based on monetary gain from the relationship. So I absolutely believe that she's leaving me because she sees an upgrade. My desire is to never, ever, ever be associated with her again beyond our co-parenting situation. If we end up getting back together, it would only truly be for some advantage it would give the kids. It wouldn't be for love on my part, because right now I can't trust her. I don't believe what she says. I don't believe that she loves me.
Damn, Mia, you really did a number on Gordon. But Gordon, what do you expect when you meet a stripper bitch in a ball gown from the strip club and you wife her up? Okay, I'm not going to do strippers because I have stripper friends. So yeah, strip it on up. Yes. But I'm just saying, you get... Well, okay, let me not do too much. Let's move on to the next scene, which is Robin, deviled egg lady, Ashley, and Giselle.
We are here to support you as it relates to Juan. So... this is just an open forum to talk.
That was foolish, but...
we chose to move forward. We chose to get married. I wasn't expecting, like, the firestorm that came out of it.
I feel like Juan gave her the story that she has regurgitated to all of us.
Definitely.
Okay. And then, did Juan ever tell you that there was any sort of, like, real relationship with Robin when you guys started talking, or was that clear to you when you guys were talking? Like, did you know that they were in a like relationship, or did it
very clear that the relationship was for TV? Like, it was for the fans. It was a paycheck. And that was just their obligation, right? And they just, they needed to do what they needed to do pretty much for TV. And he made it clear that he does have that respect for Robin, but it was not a real relationship. There was no, it was just a, not like a real loving relationship. It was just more of co-parenting and, you know, kind of best buddies.
So then with that, it's clear that he didn't want to tell her the real story for whatever reason, even though you would think that they would be fine with it if it's just for TV. But now, one last thing. She had also mentioned that you sent Juan a request via Zelle or something for $4,000, basically, I guess, insinuating that you were asking for the money in order to not go to the blogs or something to that. Can you speak on that?
Yeah, it's a little outrageous. And I wish she would have put more thought into her statement, because I am in Canada. I am a Canadian citizen. And in 2023, we don't have Zelle. We don't accept Zelle. I can't request Zelle. I don't have access to that on my phone. There's other means of sending money for Canadians, and Zelle just is not an option, and everybody knows that.
Like, this really feels like this is a Protect Juan campaign.
It's not. Listen, the woman in Canada, the story is crazy, right?
Yes.
He would not make up a crazy story. He would actually make up a better story.
What, girl? I told you I feel bad for you. I'm trying not to eat you up because, girl, what's going on? I know I've been in a delusional ass relationship where I was getting cheated on and didn't want to accept it, but damn, Robin, you are too old for this. I want you to, I'm not trying to age shame. Okay, let me comment on down. I just want you to win, and I'm just disappointed that you are falling for this gaslighting of a man.
Juan was still communicating with her.
Yeah, that's the problem. He should not have been communicating with her. That's okay. The problem.
So you're making him accountable for that?
We dealt with it, right?
Right.
I found out. I was angry. I told him, get the out. We worked through it.
Okay, you worked through it, but then another situation happened a few months later at a nail salon or a laundromat. So, like, what is... okay, girl. y'all need to stop playing in my face. Again, I said I feel bad for you, but this is too much. You gotta wake it on up, okay? Somebody need to shake your ass and quit.
Although Juan was not smart in communicating with the female in Canada, he's not dumb enough to be anywhere in public being affectionate and physical with another woman.
Aw, you bitches are smoking meth. Girl. Come on, he's not dumb enough to be caught in public, but his name was on a hotel receipt.
Every other day, it's a headline.
But there's one person at the center of it.
What do you want me to do, Giselle?
No. I just want you to be happy. I want you to live your best life.
I very much agree with Giselle. I know I eat Miss Rabiana's ass to the bone, but I want her to win. She is such a beautiful woman. When we first saw her, she started off in PR, and I just feel like now I know people go through a transition in life, but I don't know what's going on with her, but I feel so bad for her that this is her storyline of getting cheated on multiple times and in the public eye. And you keep saying that every, like, month there's a new article coming out. But again, like Giselle said, who's the one to blame for that? Like, I mean, he's getting caught in these sticky situations and getting photographs. So, I mean, catch it.
This is the thing. The world wants to tear us apart, right? And yes, my joy has been taken, but it's not Juan's fault.
Oh, I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. What is she? Okay, hold on. Somebody stole your joy, but it's not Juan's fault. Okay, wait a minute. Whose fault is it then? I guess it could be your fault for still staying in this situation. But damn, I mean, he's getting caught up and photographed in public and buying hotels or putting his name on hotel receipts. What's going on? What's not clicking? 1 + 1 is equaling about not 2.
Went through years of my ex being in various relationships.
Really? Y'all gonna put this deviled egg bitch back in my... Okay, let me not do too much on Charisse, but why is she in my face? And why y'all keep bringing this bitch back? I mean, this lady back. It's... Okay. I'm gonna give her a chance to see what she got to say, but I told y'all how I felt last season with Charisse, and y'all keep trying to make her happen, and it's not giving, but here we go.
My heart hurts for you because it opens up a wound for me.
And I'm not saying your situation is my situation, but it looks so familiar.
When Robin was at her lowest, when she and Juan first got divorced, Charisse was very supportive and was there for her.
What is the status of your relationship with Juan? Juan and I, we are still living together. We're still raising our kids together. I like to say we function as a family. It really just works for us. But just as far as like actually being in a romantic relationship, we're not quite there yet. But neither one of us has ruled that out. We're just trying to continue to grow as individuals and to make sure our kids are straight. And then, you know, hopefully we'll at least start to make time for one another.
So you're saying there's no romance?
I mean, what do you consider romance?
You know, in the bedroom. Just saying. That's what they really want to know.
Sometimes.
So are you saying that I'm in denial or I'm making excuses for that?
I don't know. If you go back to the other situation with the girl from Canada, to me, yeah, I kind of feel that vibe of you being in denial about that.
Ooh, yeah, uh-oh, I'm about to be a hypocrite in this bitch because Charisse, I'm starting to like you just within these few seconds of you holding your girl accountable and telling her, yeah, girl, you're a little bit delusional for not believing these situations that are playing upon your face. Now, again, I'm not trying to laugh at Robin. I'm not trying to hee-hee-ha-ha at her situation, but it's like, damn, girl, we want you to win. We want you to wake up. We don't want this storyline of you and Juan anymore. It's tired and delayed in this bitch. But do you think Robin will learn from these situations and grow? Let's think about it. No, because in a recent interview, she doesn't give a fuck.
How do you feel about the other wives, you know, throwing some shade your way heading into this season?
I mean, really nothing that they say is of importance to me. How am I being held accountable? Did I do something to them? Did I commit a crime? Like, I'm just trying, like, yes. what needs to be happened here? You know what I mean? I don't really understand. And so I think they're expecting something else. They're expecting me to dance around and hide, you know, oh, I'm not talking about it. Oh, and that's the total opposite. Like, I'm in the season. I'm like, okay, it's, you know, we're talking about it. It's in the news. It's in social media. We'll talk about it. I'm not hiding from anything. But just because I chose not to share something about my life that wasn't relevant at the time when we were filming season 7, that doesn't mean you're supposed to walk in front of a camera and then all of a sudden make up a storyline with my husband and say, hey, you remember when you did that to me? I'm really upset about it, even though we resolved it. Like, I can't live my relationship like that. I'm not doing that to my husband, to my best friend of over since 1996. I'm not doing that to him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There was another incident. Would you put him out?
Yeah, that's it.
Excuse my mouth, but why the fuck you lying? Because there's been 3 incidents in this bitch. So what you need, a 4th? Okay, girl.
Because I've been feeling like there's nothing that he will do that you will feel like, you know what? You need to go.
Okay, hold on, Giselle, because you ate that one little thing up, because I don't think Robin would leave if another situation arose too. So whatever, girl. On that note, we're just going to end it here. I want to thank you guys for watching this Real Housewives of Potomac recap, and we're going to ride on out with Robiana, my song, and then a song by my friend dedicated to Robiana and Juan. Robiana, Tapiana, Strapiana, Dikeiana, Robiana, Miss Dike, 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 Dike. The Dikeiana, Miss Robiana, Miss Dike, 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 Robiana, Tapiana, Strapiana, Dikeiana, Robiana, Tatapiana, Miss Strapiana, the Dikeiana, Miss Robiana, Miss Dike, 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 Robiana, Tapiana, Strapiana, Dikeiana, Robiana, the Dikeiana. Robiana.
I'm really happy for her to maybe have this opportunity to show some decorum, to Robert up as she always does, and be the Robert that we know her to be, and handle her shit and stop deflecting.
What up, Karen Huger's wig? It's your girl, Roxy. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for having me. And second off, I want to give a shout out to Juan and Robin Dixon because I was recently informed that you two are having some relationship issues.
That was foolish, but
we chose to move forward. We chose to get married. I wasn't expecting, like, the firestorm that came out of it.
Things are getting a little bit rocky. So with that being said, I want to dedicate this song that I did with my band a couple weeks ago to you too. So, anyone watching, if you do enjoy, please follow me at Roxy Windham Music or on YouTube and Facebook at Roxy Windham, because it just so happens that later this year, I'm going to be releasing some original music of my own, and I would love for you all to hear it.
I really want to be your lover, but I can never make up my mind. I'm thinking about the other girls. What else did you expect me to do? Something special in them jeans, they be stretching the truth. She put a pep in the step and a pep in the pews, and had the reverend sweating, half the choir left in the pews. If you bring her home to mama, then she'll never approve. Plus she love to ask about the one that you've been exclusive with. Cross her, that could be a nail in your crucifix. I hear the tick tock and now time to lock it down. Homie said don't commit, shop around, birds block around. We flirt a bit, but soon as I find time for us to kick it, then I'm Charlie Brown. And what's the laws of it? If it's a fatal attraction, give me all of it. I really need the attention, give me all of it. I flick it up for the freaks, I bet they all love it. I really wanna be but I can never make up my mind. I'm thinking about the other girls. I really wanna be your lover, but I can never make up my mind. I'm thinking about the other girls.
JK, but like maybe not. But thank you for watching. But you hating ass bitches always have something to say. Hating ass bitch, but you're still watching my vids. What? 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 You're so upset. But that's like okay, because have a piece of bread, have a Xanax, relax, because I said what I said.